One of the great rights we have in America is the First Amendment, which gives us freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But you know, that's under attack as never before. And today I'm going to talk to a good friend who is a Florida state legislator who has come under attack, but God is giving the victory. You'll want to stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Today, my guest is State Representative Kimberly Daniels, who I also know as Apostle Kimberly Daniels because she's a mighty woman of God, has written many books, ministered in many settings where I've been there, and over the years we've become friends. So I became aware of something that I wanted to talk to her about on the podcast because it's very timely. So let me welcome you to my podcast. And why don't you tell me what happened on Facebook in just the last few hours?
Well, what happened on Facebook is I did a clarion call for intercessors. And before we even talk about how this came to pass, I could tell you about the manifestation. We did a clarion call, and you know, I spoke with you, and I spoke with my Apostle Eckhart, and I shared that I believe that the Lord wanted me to get on and pray at midnight, especially concerning the persecution of the church and how people are blatantly coming against our religious liberties, and in particular mine. We got on at midnight, and I was wowed. From midnight up until about an hour ago, 40,000 people came through that Facebook post. In other words, there was 40,000 hits on Facebook. 17,000 people, right around 17,000 people, viewed the video and made 7,000 comments. And people shared this post 500 times. We had so many people from around the world, India, South America, London, Stockholm, Sweden, South Africa, Sydney, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, Quebec, Montreal, and Ontario, Canada, Nigeria, the Turks and Caicos, Belize, and many more. I mean, people from around the world were on this call, Facebook Live.
Well, let me give a little bit of background. Maybe I should have done this earlier, but I was eager to find out from you what happened. You know, as I mentioned before, Kimberly Daniels is a mighty woman of God and is widely respected, and she felt led to get into politics, first in Jacksonville, Florida, her hometown, on the city council, and now in her second term in the Florida legislature, and she is a Democrat, but she has been able to get some things that are very important to us conservative Christians, and maybe before the podcast is over, we can talk about it. But anyway, she has a Facebook account, and the name of the account is State Representative Kimberly Daniels, which is the title that she has in Tallahassee. There are people on the internet who are nasty, nasty, nasty. There are people who hate God, hate Christians, hate religion, and, you know, a lot of times we call them trolls, and they started trolling her. I was just amazed. She sent me some screenshots this morning, and some of the nasty things they said. They talked about God as your imaginary friend, and politics should stay in the church and never be in government, and so on and so forth. So they were hassling Kimberly, and she and I have had phone calls over a period of, you know, a couple of weeks, and I was trying to encourage you to stand strong because there was one person in particular who you banned because the person was just so nasty. And then she started saying you didn't have a right to ban. Now, my understanding of Facebook is you can ban anyone you want to for any reason in the world you want to, just because you don't want to have to read what they put on there. So anyway, yesterday, I get this call from Representative Daniels that she got a letter from a lawyer threatening her. And I said, this is too much. You've got to stand up. And then you told me you'd felt about the prayer call. And it happened last night at midnight, and I wanted to do a podcast right away. This podcast probably won't be out for a couple of days, and we'll report on it, of course, on Charisma News. But I just want you to pick up there. I gave the little bit of the background, and, you know, it sounds like God came through.
Well, first of all, let me explain. This is my personal Facebook page that I preach on, pray on, and I update people on what's going on in the legislature, which is my responsibility. It's not a state-certified page. It is my personal page. I man the page myself. But since there's so many Kimberly Daniels, I named it State Representative Kimberly Daniels because there's only one, and that's how people identify me. And I make it really clear on my Facebook that this is my private page. This lady is a part of some anti-God, anti-religion group. So she took advantage of saying she is a constituent and I ignored her. Well, if my constituents want to see me or talk to me, they can call my office or they can come to my office. I have several phone numbers and I have an office in Tallahassee and I have one in Jacksonville. But it is clear that this lady didn't care anything about me serving her. She wanted me to stop talking about God. And actually, Channel 12, WJXT, did a story on which I chose not to comment because I chose not to comment. It's my right. They did a story on this lady, and she literally said that I offended her with my religious jargon. That was literally what she said. She just got tired of my religiosity, and she wanted me to stop it on Facebook because I am a representative. She don't believe that I can be a representative. And I just gave the example, just a clear example that I think everybody can relate to. If a man can say, oh, I think I want to be a woman, and everybody accepts that, you know, that's the popular thing today and a woman's thing.
We don't all accept it. In political correctness, they accept it.
What I'm saying in general, you know, not that we personally accept it, but I'm saying that nothing is ever said about it, really. I mean, there's nobody picketing anybody because they're gay, you know. And so my point is, if a woman say, oh, yeah, I think I'm a man, society accepts that. And we're not saying of our personal views, but if I am an apostle and I'm elected to office, I can operate in those two capacities. And I'm kind of a new, there's not many preachers that operate in the role that I operate in. There are some of us, but we have rights. And these people, I believe they have crossed some lines.
I think so, too. And what it is a hostility toward religion. And we've seen it in many, many ways. In fact, I've documented it in a couple of the books that I've written. And we have to stand up to these people because they're bullies. And they're trying to intimidate us into being quiet. But they don't know about you, Kimberly, apparently, because you don't get bullied. I mean, you've been through it all. You've seen it all. I mean, if anybody knows your background and know that you grew up in the mean streets of Jacksonville, Florida, and you've had to contend with all kinds of things in the ministry, you know, long before you ever felt led of the Holy Spirit to run for political office. And the thing is that in America, one of the things that we value is this whole issue of tolerance. The left shouts tolerance, and that means acceptance of what they are, but they aren't tolerant of what we're doing. And we're Bible-believing Christians. We believe in the Word of God. We believe that God has a will. We believe that there's a right and wrong way to live. We believe there's such a thing as sin, and that sin is against God's moral plan. You know, a lot of people joke about sin being like eating a really bad chocolate cake, you know, full of calories that, you know, I mean, it's almost laughable the way the culture is going. However, God is raising up people such as you, others as well, and I'm thankful that you are standing strong. And apparently people on Facebook were rallying to your support. What do you think is going to come as a result of what happened on this call that happened last night on Facebook and all of the comments and shares and everything else? In fact, tell me before I forget to ask, people that are listening, are they able to go on Facebook and to find this and to listen to it? Is it recorded in some way?
Yes, it's recorded. You can go to State Representative Kimberly Daniels by Facebook. Actually, my Facebook is going to be changed to Apostle Kimberly Daniels. I've been trying to change it for a year now, and I've had some problems with Facebook, and they finally contacted the right person that can help me with that, because I don't need the name State Representative. You know, I'm more known as an apostle, and I'm going to do whatever, wherever I go, I'm taking Jesus with me. But what we did on this Facebook post last night, I think that we started something. I think that what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around. I think the saying is we took the lemon and turned it into lemonade. Because it woke folk up. It rallied people to say, hey, look at how serious this is. Christians are being persecuted around the world, and they're losing their lives. We're not doing that fight like that in America. But while we have an opportunity, we can at least stand in America. Brothers and sisters in China and in Africa and different parts of the world where it is unallowable to share your faith, they are dying for their faith. And we need to at least stand up. And I'm going to kind of surprise you a little bit, Steve. I've been humbling myself and I've been taking it. You know, I've been taking it. I have not been fighting back. I've been standing still. But the Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. So I've been suffering by violence. And, you know, it's just the timing of God that we take by force. I believe that there are so many people that are in the closet as Christians, and it's time for us to come out of the closet. God clearly spoke to me yesterday in the evening, right before I talked to you, and said, don't just laugh out loud, pray out loud. Don't just LOL, POL. So it's time for the saints to pray out loud. In the Bible, when they made this law and they told Daniel, don't pray anymore. You know, not only did he pray, but he opened the window and he prayed toward Jerusalem. And it's time for the church to open the window and pray toward Jerusalem. You know, we have so many religious liberties that believers are not educated on, especially in the workplace. You know, we just passed a bill where prayer is back in school in Florida. We have in God We Trust that's been put back into force where it has to be displayed, where it's conspicuous. As a matter of fact, the president just penned and put into action the fact that most churches don't know that you can talk about politics. You can tell people who to vote for because the Johnson Amendment, we've gotten rid of it. There's no more Johnson Amendment. So we have a great opportunity as believers, and somebody has to be a voice to lead the way. Somebody has to rally the people, and I want to be one of those folks that will rally the people.
And thank God you are. Let me just add a couple of things. For those who don't live in the state of Florida, you may not know that our state motto is In God We Trust. And what she was able to do is get a bill through the legislature to put our state motto, In God We Trust, in schools. It was already in all the jails, but not in the schools.
Yeah.
And also, let me mention about the scripture about the violent taking it by force. There is a scripture that says that, but we are talking about a spiritual realm because we believe that the spiritual realm is as real or more real than the physical realm that we live in and we see with our eyes and we touch with our senses. And, you know, we believe that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and evil spirits in high places. And, you know, I don't know these people that have been hassling you. I have no idea the ones that wrote those nasty posts that you sent me. But, you know, it's not them. It's for whatever reason they have bought into this, or some people would even say, you know, given themselves over to these demonic influences. Normal people, sane people, God-fearing people would not act this way. And we've got to stand up to them in the spirit. Nobody's talking about any kind of force, and that seems to come up. If we use kind of spiritual warfare terminology, someone somewhere is going to, you know, accuse us of that. So I just wanted to make that clear because I think that it's important that my listeners sort of understand that if they don't already, and that we clarify for our critics exactly what's happening. So I'm just excited about what you did and about the results. And of course, we're going to get this out all over on Charisma News and my newsletter and so forth to try to rally people. And hopefully a lot of people will go to your website. And listen, when you come across trolls like this, and it's not just on Kimberly Daniels' site, but this happens on lots of Christian sites with lots of Christian people, including my own site. I've got a site, stevestrang.com. Usually I don't get too much nastiness on it, and I don't post very much on it, frankly. But you get people that come on there and just say all kinds of nasty things about me or God or the Holy Spirit. And listeners need to speak up when you see that kind of thing and let people know that not everyone agrees with this political correct nonsense that seems to be so widespread in our country. So as we wrap up this podcast, I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, this is an exciting time. It's an exciting time for believers in America, and we need to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted, and we need to take advantage of the position that we have now to leverage the liberties that we have. And if we don't take advantage of what we have now, we're going to lose it. It's time, I'm going to say one more time, for the church to wake up. We have to really pay attention, and sometimes we're guilty of loving God, worshiping, and just not paying attention. Spiritual warfare is all about paying attention and paying attention to what you don't see and paying attention to what people are not necessarily saying, because oftentimes we let these little things keep going on and on and on, and it's just like termites operating from the inside of a structure. You know, if we don't do something, it'll be too late. So I just want to pray for those believers out there, especially those of you who are in positions like judges, and our clerk of the court in Jacksonville, Florida, he's a strong believer, and he gets a lot of persecution because of his stance. People are just so comfortable talking about God, cursing God. I think that even when the worst thing that happens to you, and I just want to plead the blood of Jesus, when one of the people said something about Billy Graham and his death, something so horrible. So these people, some of them are, they're so hard-hearted. But for those of you who love the Lord and you're listening out there and you're in a key position, I want to challenge you and encourage you to represent the Lord. I want to encourage you to pray. I want to encourage you not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to be one of those who will stand firm, like the world and everybody standing for their agendas. Stand with me for the agenda of Jesus Christ and the agenda of the gospel. Father, we just bless you right now and glorify you for everyone who's listening. And by whatever way, God, they're getting this information, even by watching the Facebook or listening to this podcast, I thank you for the anointing. You're anointing their ears to hear, their hands to do, their eyes to see, and their feet to move forward. God, this is a great time for the church at large. And I thank you that fitly joined together, you are connecting all the dots, putting the key players in place so that we can experience the end time revival that God has promised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying that way. And you're absolutely right. A lot of the people who are listening are probably attacked as well. And so take courage from what we've heard from Kimberly Daniels. And thank you for taking time to be on my podcast on a very, very busy day. She was able to find time in the car, which explains a little bit of the background noise. But I think this is very important. It's very, very timely. And get this word out. Share this podcast. Share my newsletter. Tell people to support Kimberly Daniels, not only from a political point of view, but let's support her as our sister in Christ. And all of us in the body of Christ need to support each other. That's what the Bible tells us to do. That's what we should do. So,
and Steve, if we can ask all of our listeners, those of you, if you can just stand with me by going to my Facebook page, State Representative Kimberly Daniels, and like the page and follow me. That would be such a blessing. And even make a comment if you feel led to. That State Representative Kimberly Daniels, that is my private page. Soon, any day now, it will be changed to Apostle Kimberly Daniels. So if you can't get me at State Representative Kimberly Daniels on Facebook, go to Apostle Kimberly Daniels on Facebook. And I'm looking forward to even some more great things as we, you know, take over social media. I believe that the Lord put it there for us.
Amen. And thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being my guest today on the Strang Report. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine, if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer, and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.